Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And Jupiter. That was fun.
Bye forever.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm so sorry. Aaron? Oh my God.
My lawyers had this settled. We agreed you would allow me to say
bye. What am I still doing here? Are we done? What am I still doing here?
Sorry, sir. You can go whenever, sir.
Because you're still talking. And I mean, it's rude if I get up from the table and fucking flip this thing over while you're still talking.
Yeah, well, you've been sitting on a motorcycle the entire recording, so...
You know what, guys? Yeah. I know we're all fighting because someone ate the whipped cream out of the refrigerator and no one's admitting to it. But you know what? I'm out of here. And walks out of the studio, scurries up a tree like a squirrel, sleeps in the tree. That's my house.
Well, I'm out of here, too. Grabs onto the end of a balloon. Balloon's filled with helium. It takes me up to the ceiling. Eventually finds purchase in an air vent, uncovered, up through the ducts, out the chimney, and into the night sky.
And I was never even here. Hologram flickers, disappears.
Man comes in to turn off hologram machine.
High heels are particularly clicky day. Click, click, click. My goodness, I am so much taller in my high heels. Beverly,
I think this is this is where I am sitting.
Well, it's just plumped down right here. It seems like as good a seat as any.
Carrots in
rhubarb
my teeth.
Rhubarb is the best.
Carrots in my teeth because I have been eating carrots. Carrots in my teeth because I have been eating carrots.
I went to Barbados for some rhubarb.
I miss my missing son. He's the light of my life. I'm ready.
All right. Everyone's ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Relationships are something like that. There's a theme song.
Eventually, we do need to get a theme song because it's...
Yeah, we should commission someone.
It has been so long, and we've been doing this for so long. We just need a theme song.
Welcome back, everybody, to Hey Relationship, Relationship. First off, I want to thank you for your patience. I know we've been gone for a while. We'll explain where we've been. But before we get into that, I am Beverly Condolences, your hostess with the mostest. To my left is Fladorious Plump. Plump, say hello.
Hello, everyone.
Close enough. And to my right, our favorite guy who's the most stressed out man I've ever seen, Felix Missing Son. Hi, Felix.
Welcome back.
Hello, everyone. Felix Missing Son here. Isaac, if you're listening, you know Daddy's still looking.
And it's been, at this point, he's 19, 20, 21, somewhere in there.
At this point, it's been, 1921 was the last time anyone saw him. So he, at the, I guess, then he's almost, he's just over 100. He's just over 100 years old, in layman's terms.
The only thing sadder than a missing son is a missing son in time.
Well, speaking of missing, I know we've been gone for a while, and I figured we could all go around and explain where we've been. I got on a cruise 2 days before COVID hit, and I've been on that cruise ever since. Don't feel bad for me. It was amazing.
I have been absent for the last few months working with my legal team to copyright the term plompensation. Now, of course, plompensation is when you give me something and in return I give you my essence of being. So feel free to use plompensation in your everyday life, but just remember you do have to write a little T with a circle around it if you use it. Yeah.
I'll try to keep that in mind if I use it, and I probably will. Oh, and for my part, as I was leaving the studio the last time we were here in the studio, a crow took my car keys, and I've been trying to get them back from him.
Oh, so a guy in his early 20s with black and white makeup?
I'm sorry. Did I say Cheryl Crow? Crow took my car keys.
Yeah. Oh, not the crow. A crow.
It was a crow. It was a Cheryl Crow impersonator. I actually never... I never truly understood if it was the Cheryl Crow or a Cheryl Crow. that took the keys. But she would not give them back, and she was in a very high tree.
Yeah.
Well, I'm, for one, happy we're all back in the studio. Both your new facial hair is working great for me. You guys look fantastic.
Yes, I do have a facial hair. It is one long hair growing out of the middle of my forehead. And it's just, you know, I found myself fidgeting sometimes because I'm getting antsy that we're not in the studio for a long time. So decided to, you know, I tried a fidget spinner. I tried a different cubes, but feels like growing one facial hair was the best remedy.
And this is just the same old mustache that I've always had. Sheryl Crow did spin it like a twister wheel, and it did go whoop, 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 whoop all over my face. And now it is upside down, and I was unable to crank it back. I'm not really sure how she did it or if she was the real Sheryl Crow. She flew away.
Does that also explain why your left foot is on your mustache?
It's the darndest thing. And my right hand's stuck on yellow. I cannot get this mustard stain out for the life of me. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I, for one, hope that it doesn't crank back and sort of unwind your face during the recording. I hope it stays in place.
If I could unwind my face to the day that I lost my sweet Isaac, I would gladly unwind. I feel like I'm in a needle in a damn time stack over here.
Yeah, great movie. Can I just, I invested in that movie. Can I also just say, speaking of crank, Beverly, I hope to God that we do not get any more crank yanker phone calls. I know we've edited those out the last several episodes, but for the listening audience, just so you know what we've been dealing with, the Comedy Central TV show Crank Yankers has been calling our studio.
The TV show.
And these puppets are relentless. They call us, they give us all kinds of crap. We, every single time, bite the line. We're so gullible. And then about 30 to 20 minutes in, we are eventually realizing that this is a crank yank, and we are very upset. So please, if you're listening, please stop the crank yankers from calling us. We would appreciate it.
It's been absolutely brutal for my confidence, so don't do it. Just don't.
If one more crank yanks me, I do believe I will shatter. I just don't think I can take it. I think that it will break my psyche if I get yanked by one more of these cranks.
And we had just reached an out-of-court settlement with the Jerky Boys. And it just sucks that we're still mired in this trench of disgusting prank phone calls.
We did settle. They did agree that they would only jerk us in a courtroom setting. So from now on, we are safe unless we go into a courtroom. That is the Jerky Boys' domain, of course. And they will jerk us. Oh, they'll jerk the hell out of us if we go.
Well, I, for one, am feeling antsy like you've been feeling antsy. I'm antsy
and
in
one
my
for
pansies.
I'm sorry, I was late on that.
You're great. Hey, you're okay. Reaches across the table,
doing
grabs
great.
Your hand. You're okay. You're okay.
Could you put my left hand back on red?
Yeah.
Thank you. Reaches over, spins your mustache.
Oh, plomp. You landed right back where it was. Well, hey, keep trying.
Fiddlesticks. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you all remember, but we give relationship advice. We're three different relationship experts. We've seen it all. We've done it all. We've smelled it all. And we've heard it all. So we're here to help you best we can. We do romantic advice. We do just general relationship advice. We do pets. So we have some, God.
Oh, no. Oh, your nose is bleeding.
My nose.
Lean back your head. Put some pressure on you. Okay. All right.
Oh, you know what? I just put too much lipstick on, and now it's coming up back through my
nose. Oh, that's what that is. I thought that was blood. That's lipstick. That's absolutely lipstick.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hate riddle riddles. Clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.